There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I am Rob, and welcome to another Monday night edition of RFF Radio. How's everybody doing tonight? How are you tonight, Trevor?
I'm good.
You know, I'm a little disappointed because last Thursday, I didn't talk about it. I don't think I mentioned it on last week's RFF Radio. If you listen to Two Cents Radio, you know, the last Thursday afternoon, or Thursday morning, Thursday all day, I had jury duty. So that means that I had to cancel my call with the person who got kicked off Survivor, which means I didn't get to talk to Eris.
Ooh.
I know. Hurts. I was very disappointed.
I actually, I may have jury duty coming up in February. I got a postponement because it was going to be for me and, it was supposed to be like during Christmas time.
Oh, uh-huh.
And so, but yeah, I have that looking me in the eye as well.
So here's what happened. I get up to the courthouse for my jury duty that day. And they set us through the orientation. We watched the little video that Nebraska has produced that's like 30 years old at this point. And we watch all of that. About 9:45 rolls around and they go, well, we've reached a settlement in this case, so we will not be needing you to be serving today.
Nice.
You can go home. I was disappointed. Trevor, I've always wanted to serve on a jury. You know me, plopping down, I watched the whole Casey Anthony trial, the whole George Zimmerman trial. So I was super pumped to be on jury duty.
You're like, wait, but I want to go.
I know. I was really disappointed. At that point, I had already canceled my call with CBS and Survivor, so I knew there was no way I was going to get back in the rotation for that day, which I was disappointed that not only did I not get jury duty selection that day, but I didn't get to talk to Eris. But I got to talk with Allie and Ashley today.
So that said they're a very good interview.
You know, there's a good interview. I think we should just hop right into The Amazing Race because that's where I want to start with tonight.
Absolutely.
They were a very good interview, and they confirmed my suspicions that I had last night that Travis and Nicole are big, giant cheaters.
Well, listen, to be honest, I'd have done the exact same. Let's say Rob and Trevor are in the situation Nicole and Travis are, and I'm down there and I can't get it figured out. I mean, I'm running over and taking a look at the Leo and Jamal's puzzle. I don't care.
But it's not that. It's not that. She was running into the judging area and looking. It's one thing to look at how he's putting it together while he's putting it together. It's another thing to run into the judging spot and look.
Listen, there's $1 million on the line.
I understand. Do I disagree with her decision? Not at all. Not one bit. But it doesn't mean that she's not a fucking cheater.
Hey, listen. There's $1 million on the line. Would you rather be called cheater by Robin Trevor on the radio, or would you rather win $1 million?
Oh, fuck. I would rather take the beating that you and I can dish out any day and give me the $1 million.
You give me $1 million? Yeah, you know what? Rip on me all you want.
Exactly. No shit. Yeah, what we say means nothing. But I want to break it down a little bit, because the roadblock was you had to put together these bamboo things, which I have no idea still. I've watched it twice, how they make the music that they made. But you had to be able to make an octave of music or a chord of music.
Well, first of all, I was pretty fired up because I'm part Indonesian.
Are you really? I didn't know that.
So I was excited.
So you watched the show tentatively.
You know, I didn't realize that they were going to Indonesia. And I was like, oh my God. And I was pretty excited.
Yeah, Puffy Tacos is in the chat room. They'll wipe their tears on their $100 bills after you call them cheaters.
That's a good line, Puffy Tacos.
It is. It's perfect. No, I think that they should donate part of their winnings because they still win. They still win this race. I think they should donate them to part of their winnings to the RFF Radio Fund.
Absolutely. You know, they did that, we'd call them honorable.
No, I'd still call them cheaters. It's still cheater money. They still absolutely. But I'll take cheater money any day.
We'll be a part of that anyway. Yeah, absolutely.
So they had to put together like this musical instrument thing as part of the roadblock, and Nicole was
first
looking
good on. Roadblock, I think, of the entire season, by the way.
It was a really interesting roadblock.
It was the first roadblock that wasn't like a walkthrough.
Right, exactly. So they were putting this together, and Nicole had a hell of a time. Not only was she there for over an hour, she didn't do any of it really on her own, I don't think, because...
Amy from Jay and Amy basically helped her.
Yep, basically
it
laid it all out.
Travis was taking a bit of a risk there, right, because we haven't gone over this yet so far in the season, but in Roadblocks Perform, he basically had to have her do that.
Yep.
In order for him to, I think, run the table for the rest of the roadblock.
Well, right, Tim and Marie are a little lopsided. They're the only ones at 6-4. Everybody right now is 5-5.
Yeah, but I believe now there's only two roadblocks left. I think you can finish 6-5. So basically,
well, they're 5-5 right now.
They're 5-5.
There may be three roadblocks left.
So he probably has to try to get Nicole to do one more.
Yeah,
and he can do the other two, and I think Tim and Marie. I didn't realize it was a 6-4 count. That means basically Marie has to do the next roadblock.
Yeah,
or else
she does.
You're risking, because what you want, especially in Nicole and Travis' case, you want Travis to do the last two roadblocks of the race.
Yeah. I mean, Marie may have to do two more for Tim to do one.
Yeah.
So,
which would mean Marie has to do the next roadblock. Yeah. You would think, because if you subscribe to the theory that you would want Tim to do the last one, then you should have
Marie. You know, though, I'm not so sure that that's the case. Marie seems to be a very smart lady.
Then why isn't she doing any of the roadblocks?
She's done four of them.
You're thinking it's because they think Tim is probably better at them.
Well, Tim was definitely better made for this one since he's got a musical background. Mm-hmm. But I can't say that I would be afraid of Marie doing any roadblocks.
Yeah, that's true. She's tough.
She's tough.
I think he'd be all right. What we just learned now, though, is there's a fatal flaw in the Travis and Nicole team. And that's Nicole may not be good at doing roadblocks. Let's just throw that out there.
No. Here's the fatal flaw in Travis and Nicole. Nicole.
Right? I mean, Travis was sitting there. He's like, oh, my God, we're going to get a little
Here's the risk I thought you were going to talk about when you first brought this topic up. The risk that Travis took doing this roadblock is he was talking to Nicole like, you need to put the long – it's not about length. It's about sound. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah.
That's another thing that really bothered me. Like, he was coaching from the side. They have penalized teams for less than that.
Yeah, I mean, they're walking a fine line.
They were. Because not only did she go into the judging area to look, who did it, Leo or Jamal? I'm not even sure. I'm not sure which one is which on that team.
Leo, I think, is the one with the longer curly hair.
Okay, so Jamal was doing the roadblock last night. Mm-hmm. So she not only went into the judging area, she was trying to see what Jamal was doing in the roadblock. Mm-hmm. And again... I feel like they've penalized teams for less than that. It was odd to me.
The last real penalty I saw was when the one it was that bike riding challenge, and the one team took a couple parts out of the other thing's basket,
right?
Which made it. I forget what year that was or what season, but it made it so the other team couldn't actually complete their bike riding challenge.
Yeah.
Their bike making challenge.
Yes, that's right. I remember that. I don't remember which team that was.
And I think it was like a 2-hour penalty. It was a It was a stiff penalty for tinkering with another person's roadblock.
But all it would have taken, and Allie and Ashley mentioned this in their interview that we'll play at the end of the show that you're listening to right now. Davey says all Afghanimals look the same to people from Nebraska. but Allie and Ashley made the point that even a 30-minute penalty would have kept them in this race. They were 10 minutes behind Nicole and Travis.
Wow.
So, you know. And I understand their frustration. I really do, because Amy basically did that roadblock for Nicole.
Yeah.
Again.
I mean, you know, every winning team has had, like, a brush with disaster, right?
Yeah.
And I wonder if this is going to be Travis and Nicole's breakfast. If I'm Travis, no matter what the roadblock is, I'm doing. Although, you know what, next week, you think next week's a non-elimination leg?
I don't know.
Well, we have three episodes left. Or,
yeah.
Sorry, we have one episode, then a 2 hour
right.
season finale.
So
right?
one of them could be a two. Well, I would say that maybe next week might be a to be continued, and we don't get an elimination. Not saying it's a non-elimination leg. It could be just a two. I don't know. I don't know what it'll be.
If you're Travis, do you have Nicole do the last one to set you up to do the last two?
I don't know.
Right? Because then
it depends on what they think it is. I don't know. This was a big letdown for Travis. I mean, Travis was really talking down to Nicole, which made
me... He was really frustrated. Yeah. You could even see in the post leg interview.
Yeah.
He was like, oh my God. I think he almost like, now he's rethinking his strategy for the rest of the race.
Yeah.
Like, you know, in his head, he's got to be thinking, well, shit, this can't happen again.
No.
I have to make sure that, you know, I have to be doing the last roadblock first off. And I need to make sure that I pick the next roadblock I do is one that is the toughest of the two before the last leg.
Right. I still stand behind my prediction that Nicole and Travis win.
I still
game.
Think they're going to win. This is actually their first bad leg of the race.
It is.
Because they've been pretty solid the entire race.
The only other time they finished fourth was in the second leg, and that's the worst. The fourth place is their worst finish. Otherwise, it's been first, second, or third.
Now, you know who we haven't discussed, I think, really is doing... Jay and Amy can win this race. I would actually pick Plague.
Okay.
I would actually peg them as being, you know, if I had to, you know, I had Nicole and Travis were who I was betting on, but Jay and Amy, I think, you know, I'd shift a little money there too.
If Jason and Amy win this race, which I don't disagree with you, Trevor, it's plausible that they could, but if Jason and Amy win this race, the editors need to shoot themselves because we absolutely have not gotten to know Jason and Amy whatsoever.
They're kind of like the quiet, forgotten team in this whole race.
It would be the worst editing of a season ever if Jason and Amy win this.
And yeah, they are the kind of obvious team that generally wins, right?
Right.
Two young people, strong, physically fit. You know, they check all the boxes.
But we haven't seen hardly anything of them.
Here's my thing. I know Jason, Amy, Nicole, and Travis I've been working together a bit.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I would...
together a bit? They've been working together somewhat?
Together. Yeah, they've been working together, essentially.
No, Amy's been doing the roadblocks for Nicole.
If I were them, wouldn't you... I know you have some kind of loyalty, but if I were them, I think I'd rather have kept Allie and Ashley in the race.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought that up because I also agree with you. I would have let Nicole and Travis stumble and be eliminated because Nicole and Travis...
I would have given maybe some like half-assed words of advice
just
so I look like a swell guy.
Yep.
But I think I would have ditched them and let them get eliminated by Allie and Ashley.
It will, if Jason and Amy come in second place to Nicole and Travis, helping her in that roadblock will have cost them $1 million.
Yeah, that could happen.
It very easily could happen. I just think that
I guess the only thought is I feel like of the four teams left, Jay and Amy, Nicole and Travis are essentially working against Tim and Marie and the Afghanimals.
Yeah, they are. And you know what? Here's the thing. At this point, there's a few things going through my head that point to Nicole and Travis. There's three things, actually. One, Leo and Jamal are in the next season of The Amazing Race. I would assume that means they don't win this season.
Yes, I agree with that.
Two, the editing. The editing has pointed us to Nicole and Travis from the very beginning of the season. We haven't met Jason and Amy hardly at all. We don't see much of them.
And we have met Tim and Marie.
And we have met Tim and Marie, and there's my third point. They are the villains. Tim and Marie are the villains that everybody has to root against. That's part of the formula of The Amazing Race.
you're absolutely right in the sense that I feel like if Tim and Marie were going to win the race, they would have been edited to be less villainy.
Yes, they would have. They would have.
They're definitely cutting out what's going to call it, yelling, El Diablo, El Diablo.
Yeah. What, was that Rowan and Shane?
Yes. If Tim and Marie were going to win the race, that scene doesn't make the final cut.
No, it absolutely does not. Yeah. No, that's an editing thing that points me again back to Nicole and Travis. And the other thing that points me to Nicole and Travis is all season has been hammered into our heads, again editing, that we have overcome. We are strong people. We keep our faith. We continue on. We soldier on. We are the good people that deserve $1 million. That's been drilled into our heads as viewers. Now, I'm not saying that the editing on The Amazing Race has become stale, but yes, I am. The editing on The Amazing Race has become stale and predictable. And if Nicole and Travis win this season, it will prove my point that it is still stale and predictable.
Now, do you think non-elimination leg, or do you think to be continued? Then the next week, elimination leg, final leg.
I think that it's a to be continued going into a elimination into the final episode. I don't know, though. I don't know. Stephen Minneapolis says, we are two doc. We are the doctors who both deserve two Ford Explorers. No, I think that we probably... I don't know, Trevor. What do you think?
I think it's be to be continued, this leg. Then the first leg, and Phil's going to hand out a clue and say, keep racing.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep racing. And then the first leg, and then somebody gets eliminated in the final episode at like 8:45.
Yeah.
And then you do the final leg.
Yeah. I would agree with you. We meet the final three. We don't meet the final three until the following week.
Which is interesting because if that's the case, if you're Nicole and Travis, then you would absolutely have Nicole do the next roadblocks, and then you can do the final two.
But it's one of those things is you just don't know as you're racing what's happening. They I don't know. Chat room, what do you guys think is going to happen? I'll throw that out to the chat room. Let them. So what are your predictions? I mean, what do you think happens? I mean, you guys have heard my prediction. Here's my order of ending. It's Nicole and Travis, Jason and Amy, Leo and Jamal get third, and Tim and Marie get fourth. That is the order of finishers, I think, in this season of The Amazing Race.
I agree with that, exactly.
Now, are Nicole and Travis cheaters? We need to rule on this, Trevor. Since I didn't have jury duty, I need to judge people.
Oh, they definitely were cheating. I mean, Nicole was definitely cheating. I'm just not going to fault her for it.
I'm not either.
Because I would do the same thing if $1 million was on the line. I'd be throwing stones when I live in a glass house.
Oh, I know. No, I don't disagree with their decision one iota. Not one iota. But they are cheaters. Did they deserve... Stephen Minneapolis says Nicole and Travis number one. Yes, they are cheaters. Puffy Taco says cheat to win. CBS probably shit a brick when their favorite team cheated, Stephen Minneapolis says. Oh, Reese says Jason and Amy will win because Nicole and Travis are slowing down. I just don't see Jason and Amy winning this because we haven't seen them in the...
Well, one advantage Jason and Amy have... is that Amy's a better racer than Nicole. I think Travis and Jay are probably pretty even.
Yeah.
But if it comes down to, let's say Travis does the next two, right? And Nicole has to do the last one, right? I think Travis and Nicole not be in a good situation.
No. That final roadblock is a equalizer, though. It can be the great determiner of the amazing race.
Mm-hmm.
So did not Travis and Nicole deserve a penalty?
I mean, now I see the problem is they don't hand out a rule book because no. I know you get a penalty if you actually disrupt the person's roadblock.
Right.
They've never actually announced if you get a penalty, because other people have copied other people's yes. roadblocks, right? And they've never handed out a penalty for that. But it's the only thing that when people copied other people's roadblocks, it was willingly, like, you know, look over my shoulder. In this situation, that was not the case. Yeah, I feel like we should get a ruling from CBS. Should send out a rule book to all the websites.
Yes, they should. This is page 803, section 4, paragraph 8. So then we can go
and be like, nope, that's not cheating. It's perfectly allowed within the bylaws of the Amazing Race.
It's
we should have a commissioner of the Amazing Race, yes. like they do for all the sports.
Yes, we really should. It is. We have one, Bertram Van Munster.
That's true. But I'm like a real commissioner.
He's got fuck the executive producer.
Let's... Yeah, I feel like we need like an independent third party commissioner.
Running like, into the judging area and looking at someone's finished product is rough, though.
Maybe not a commissioner so much as a third party umpire. Like when Nicole and Travis had gotten to the finish line, then you come out wearing one of those umpire outfits like they do in baseball with yes. the mask, of course.
Well, yeah, because you would get punched at some point.
That's a 30-minute penalty. You're out of there.
Tarfan in the chat room says Tim and Marie may win. If Tim and Marie win, I will applaud the Amazing Race for throwing us a curveball.
That would be a curveball, because I would think they would have dressed them up, made them more likable.
I know. I will applaud them if Tim and Marie win, honestly. Honestly. No, to be honest, yes, it's rough to go into the judging area to cheat. That's a tough one to overlook.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think that Rob from RFF Radio stamps cheater on their paycheck. I think when they get presented that $1 million check, in the memo, it should say cheater. Rob RFF Radio. Signed, Rob RFF Radio.
Well, this is the most invigorating Amazing Race discussion we've had in all season.
I know. But last night's episode was actually really interesting.
It was good.
The detour was eh. I mean, I was just eh. Singing Birds or Feed the Elephants. Eh, not great. But again, it's one of those safe roadblocks that you do that the kids will love.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It was a great episode last night. I was impressed, literally impressed. And I do have an interview with Allie and Ashley coming up at the end of the tonight show. And honestly, you guys, you want to listen to it because they have plenty to say. They basically call out Nicole and Travis.
Mm-hmm.
So that it's worth a listen. It's worth a listen, honestly. Survivor. Let's talk about Survivor.
Absolutely. Eris goes home.
Which shocked. I'm floored.
I'm stunned. I up until that ball actually went through for Tina, I was stunned that Eris was going to go home.
I was too.
I assumed Venus would screw up. I assumed Tina would screw up. Absolutely shocked.
Yep.
Well, interesting that Laura did get voted out.
If Sierra was my daughter and she voted me out, she would be written out of the will. There's no money coming your way, honey, when I die.
Now,
what a dick move. What a dick move.
Now, she did kind of warn her mother that she was going to go down this road.
She did. It doesn't matter. I don't care. You don't fucking vote out the person that has your back 100%. You just don't. Sierra's dumb.
Here's what I felt the flaw was of that for Sierra. I do feel like she could have taken a bit more control over the game had she... She had Katie's vote, right? I mean, she had Katie, she had Laura. That's three yeah. people. I feel like if she had presented a plan to Hayden and Caleb that involved... Because Hayden, if you watch the interviews for next week's show, Hayden's plotting to take out Tyson next yes. week.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't Hayden have been open to doing it this week?
First of all, they are overplaying the fact that Tyson is in danger. I don't think Tyson's in any danger, but I think you're right. I like the road you're going down here, though. But go ahead.
I mean, to me, if Hayden, I'm sure Hayden doesn't just wake up next week's episode and go, now is the time to take out Tyson.
Right.
Hayden's a savvy guy. He played Big Brother, won the show. He's been thinking for a while, him and Caleb have been plotting as to when they're going to take out Tyson. I think Sierra had presented the plan to Hayden, right, and said, listen, why don't we keep my mother and take out Tyson? I think Hayden was waiting for somebody to bring up that idea.
I do too.
Hayden's the kind of guy who doesn't want to bring up the idea himself, but he's absolutely thinking it and will go along with it. Just as long as it doesn't look like he's the one that masterminded it. Like, he wants you to come up with the idea that he's for.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
He wants somebody else to come up with the same idea he already has so that he doesn't have any blood on his hands.
Exactly. It's exactly his MO.
It is.
And so, basically, going into next week, I actually think it makes it a little more difficult to take out Tyson. Because if you had Laura there, you have to worry that Katie's going to go and tell Monica. You have to make absolutely certain that you have Sierra and Katie all on board when you do that,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's now it's Monica, Jervis, Tyson, Sierra, Katie, Hayden, Caleb. I mean, you really need those four. For Hayden and Caleb to pull this off, their four really needs to stay tight.
Yeah.
There can't be any dissension. There can't be one discussion. They have to know going in that they're voting out Tyson and just not talk about it at all.
Reese makes a good point in the chat room. He says, you guys are giving Hayden too much credit, and he said that in this episode that he thinks Tyson has his back. That could be true. We might be giving Hayden much too much credit.
Now, do you think do you think the immediate idol is going to get played in this episode?
Okay, so here's another point. The chat room is really, there's like been six people in here that have made some really good points. So I'm trying to get to all of these, but this has to do with the idol. Tarfan says, why didn't Katie say the idol is gone? Someone else must have already found it. That's a great question. Why didn't Katie go, hey, the idol's not where the clue said. Somebody here has it. I think it's, and call
my
out
My guess
somebody.
Is that Katie still thinks it's out there. She's trying to find it.
That could be, but, I mean, she had a clue that basically pointed to where it was. It wasn't there. She couldn't find it. So why don't you go, if you can't find it, hey, somebody's got the idol, everybody.
Likely, because if she doesn't find it, she wants to be able to pretend like she does have it.
That's true. Sage Scorpion says good thing. Or Hayden's a floater on this show.
I don't think he's floating, because he has a set. He has a set one alliance.
But he hasn't done anything, Trevor.
Well, lucky we're waiting for his move. He didn't do it. Even in Big Brother, the Brigade kind of picked people off.
Yeah.
Didn't have to backstab anybody, basically until the end when they had to backstab Brittany.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that maybe they're right in the chat room, that we might be giving Hayden too much credit.
See, I disagree. I think he's playing this right. I think he might. It would not surprise me to see Tyson's name written down next week.
Yeah.
The only question I have is, I think they're going to do it. I think Hayden, Caleb, Sierra, and Katie are going to write Tyson's name down.
If they were going to do that, if Sierra does this, she's a dumber player than she already looks by voting her own mother out. And somebody, I think, Stephen Minneapolis said Sierra wanted to vote her mother out. That's probably true. That is probably true. She wanted to be remembered as somebody, but it's dumb. You're dumb.
Well, I think the way Sierra looked at it was, if my mother's out, it kind of pulls the target off of me a little
bit. True. I don't disagree with.
And I think if Sierra does backstab Tyson this week, that gets her into now she's number four in an alliance, right? I always felt like in that alliance, her and Monica are six or seven, right? Now, she has a chance of walking to the Final Four with Hayden, Caleb, and probably Katie if the vote works like they want it to.
But it's not going to. I mean, it's not going to happen that way, because if they were going to go after Tyson, they needed to do it. This is a numbers game. It's always been a numbers game. And for Sierra to just say, okay, I'm going to take a number out away from me and vote her mother out, she's just a dumb motherfucker. Literally.
Now, Mike, here's my question, right? If
let's Tyson, start calling. If you're calling the Coconut Bandits, we start calling Sierra motherfucker, because literally that's what she did.
let's say Tyson doesn't see it coming, gets blindsided, gets eliminated with an immunity idol in his pocket. Does that idol go with him to Redemption Island?
I think it
does.
Can
he break it back out later in the game?
I think so, yes.
Then it's almost like a benefit for him to be voted off.
Yeah, but you have to win your way back onto fucking the game. The fact that Tina won against Eris and Vetus the other night just goes to show you, A, Tina's better at challenges than I give her credit for, but B, that anybody can really go home. I thought Eris was going to be a challenge monster and do well, but he didn't.
That would be an electric tribal council if Tyson's eliminated this week.
It's not going to happen. Trevor, I can promise you it's not going to happen. The thought's going to cross their mind, and it's going to fall apart before they even get that.
Katie has all the incentive in the world to partner up with them and allow and keep her mouth shut. So really, yeah, it comes down to, can Hayden, Caleb, and Sierra make the decision? Can they pull the trigger?
Davey says everybody knows Tina's a good hooker. In the challenge, Trevor.
That's funny. But, no, it's going to be interesting. It's a very interesting week. This is a pivotal week of the show coming up.
You know, I thought 2 weeks ago was a pivotal week when the merge happened. I just don't see anything pivotal happening other than they think about getting rid of Tyson, but it falls through, so they get rid of Monica.
It could be Monica.
It's absolutely Monica. Monica goes home this week. Or goes to Redemption Island, anyway.
If it's Monica, that means she's out. Because if it's Monica, I would think Tyson and Jervis would push for Katie. And I would think if that's the case, that means Hayden and Caleb and Sierra overruled and said, let's get rid of, we want Monica, not Katie. In which case, that would cause a bit of a split, I think. Because if I'm Tyson and Jervis, I'm like, well, wait a second. You want to keep Katie, who used to be a member of your old alliance, who's in the fan alliance, and you want to knock off Monica, who's a veteran. I kind of see what you guys are looking to do here.
Reese makes a good point in the chat room, too. Hayden won't turn on Tyson. He was willing to draw rocks for Brad. That's a great point.
That was early in the game, though. I think Hayden will. I think they're going to turn on Tyson this week.
No, they don't.
I think Tyson.
No way.
Goes through Redemption Island this week. I think he goes with the immunity idol in his pocket.
No way. Absolutely no way that happens. Monica goes home. Monica goes to Redemption Island.
If Monica goes home, what's the vote off? What's the tally?
Everyone, it's unanimous for Monica.
Unanimous for Monica. Yeah. I'm going to say the big move happens. I think it's Hayden. I think Tyson goes to Redemption Island on a 4-2 vote.
You know what the real dick move would be by Tyson, and would be hilarious, I would laugh, is if he decided to vote off Sierra. Sierra turned to get rid of Laura. Let's vote off Sierra now. That would be the greatest ever. I hope that happens.
Wait, now you can always flip through. How can you trust Sierra? She voted off her own mother.
Yeah, she can. That's perfect. That is perfect. How can you trust? She voted her mother out.
She voted her mother off the show.
So you're going to trust Sierra? Yeah, right. East York Reality Fan in the chat room says Tyson days could be numbered, though. I don't think so. I think Tyson wins. I think Tyson gets to the final three.
He might still win this game, but I think he's going to be in Redemption Island.
No.
Going, I cannot believe those motherfuckers have voted me off the show.
No, I don't think that happens. I don't think that happens. What else happened in Survivor the other night? We can't be done talking. We cannot have talked about The Amazing Race longer than we talked about Survivor.
I mean, honestly, this kind of really kind of filled out episode. It wasn't the big episode of Survivor.
Oh, it kind of was because Sierra voted her mother out. I mean
the biggest moment was Eris, I think, going home. The most pivotal moment in terms of somebody who can actually win the game got eliminated.
I don't know if Eris had a real good shot of winning the game. He had a decent shot, but I wouldn't say a good shot.
Their chance of winning the game evaporated when Monica turned on them.
Yeah.
The last vote off.
Yeah, I'm sad to see Eris go. I was sad that I didn't get to talk to him. Because I was really looking forward to talking to either one of those three. I was also looking forward to jury duty, don't get me wrong. But I was born to judge people, Trevor. I mean, honestly. but no, when I found out that I had jury duty, I canceled. And I knew I couldn't get back in line. I mean, I probably could have. Because they're awesome over there at CBS. And those ladies that run that. Ladies and gentlemen. But no, I just didn't ask. But I'm sad that I didn't get to talk to Eris. Maybe we could get Eris in postseason.
That might be cool.
That would be fun. Because we got... You know what we have to think about again is reality TV awards.
I know that's coming up.
God, I forgot all about it. We do our mid-season nominations. But we got to think about nominations again after... Because finale for The Amazing Race is December 8th. Which means the finale for Survivor will be December 15th.
I'm not sure how we prevent Marie from winning. Is it biggest scumbag or least like contestant?
Biggest scumbag. Biggest scumbag.
I mean, she's going to win that like 95% of the five. She is. Marie's going to dominate that category.
I don't know. Tyson probably is going to get a few votes. I'm going to throw
I don't know. I think there's a lot of there's definitely a groundswell for Marie to win that.
Sierra.
Sierra might get it for voting her mama. So, see, but I think there's a lot of animosity towards Marie on the message boards.
There are. Marie's not a well-liked player. So that's why I say if Tim and Marie win this season of The Amazing Race, congratulations to the editors for throwing us a curveball.
If they win the season of The Amazing Race, Marie might win Biggest Scumbag 99% to 1.
She might.
It might be the most overwhelming victory in RFF Radio history.
I hope they throw us a curveball in editing, but God, they've just been shoving it down our throats that it's...
If anybody else gets more than 5% of the vote with her in the race, I'll be stunned.
I know. Puffy Doco should have his own category for Best Canadian Quiz Show Contestant. We might have to do that. Puffy Doco is on a Canadian quiz show.
Nice.
We talked about this last week, I guess, Trevor. You were here, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? What are you doing for the big turkey day?
Eating turkey.
Wow. That's out of this world odd, Trevor.
Not turducken.
Not turducken.
I'd like to give that a shot at some point by eating turkey.
Are you heading down to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No, it's always a mob scene.
I've always wanted to go to one.
I've been to one. If you have a good spot, it's really awesome.
I bet it is.
The problem is you got to get in a spot at like 6 in the morning.
Oh, I'd probably be there midnight.
So you need to really just pick out a spot early and camp out.
Yeah, I would like to go, but I just don't think it. I'm just not that big of a... Sage Scorpion says, I wonder what Thanksgiving will be like at the Morrett house with Sierra and Laura. awkward.
That's funny.
You voted me out, bitch. There's just turkey and mashed potatoes getting thrown across the table from mother to daughter.
That would be funny.
Yeah, so do you do anything special for Thanksgiving or just kind of hang out at home?
I just hang out, have turkey.
Yeah, I got it. Gotta do the family thing. Ugh. Yeah.
It's supposed to be one of the worst days of the year on Wednesday before Thanksgiving, too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's just getting a nor'easter, ton of rain, ton of wind.
Nice.
It's just, yeah, usually that Wednesday before Thanksgiving is a big party night.
Yeah. So then do you have to work Friday?
I will be at work on Friday.
You will be at work on Friday.
Yep.
Yeah, that sucks. I guess that's one good thing about working at a school.
I'll be nursing probably quite a hangover on Friday.
I don't have to work Friday, so I'm excited about that. So anyway, well, should we get out of here for the week?
Absolutely.
Should we? So stay tuned for my Allie and Ashley interview. It really is a good one. So anything else for the week? Or
no, I'm good.
How can people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They can catch you at TrevorRFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great week, and stay tuned for Allie and Ashley. Have a good Thanksgiving, everybody. Talk to you next week. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
How are you? How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Is it hard to watch your episode when you get eliminated, when you know you're going to get eliminated?
Yes, I was in tears the whole entire time.
Were you really?
Yeah. I mean, Allie and I were texting each other, and we were both just, like, in tears, crying. Like, and it was just sad.
That makes me sad.
It was sad, and I have more to say about that.
No, go ahead, please. Go. Talk all you want.
Okay. Well, you know, I feel like we definitely made our fair share of mistakes, you know, on this leg. But I also feel like we got a little bit of the short end of the stick with Nicole and in that situation where Amy literally did the roadblock for her.
Yeah.
And the fact that, you know, we weren't allowed to go into the judging area and Nicole did that. And I feel like we have some unfinished business there because I think she probably should have been penalized. I'm just saying that. So,
can't say that I disagree.
Yeah, I don't know how to say that nicely, but I think that's honestly why it was sad.
Yeah.
But you know that made it even harder to watch because sure. I really feel like we were probably 10 minutes behind them. Mm-hmm. And a 30-minute penalty would have kept us in the race.
Sure. Now, is it sadder to experience what you experienced that day or to rewatch it and relive it again?
Hmm.
Because that day had to be rough. That whole day had to be rough.
I mean, there was just so many different frustrations that went into it and... I mean, the fact that, like, we couldn't get the sugar canes in the car and, you know, it was them then knowing that we were so close to Travis and Nicole, but I think it was just also a little frustrating, you know, seeing it on TV and really kind of watching how much Nicole really pressed for and pushed for help and mm-hmm. the fact that she ran into the judge's room and, you know, that there should have been a penalty there.
Sure.
And I think that's what makes it even a little bit more sad for Allie and I because there should have been a penalty and, you know, we have definitely some unfinished business for mm-hmm. sure.
And in the fact that Ashley was able to get it done so quickly, she finished it on her first try, it kind of just clicked for her in the fact that Nicole really had no idea what she was doing. It's like, it's just hard to watch. It's like, oh no, like, I mean, yeah, we made mistakes in the beginning of the leg, but people catch up all the time. Mm-hmm. We did it pretty much the whole race.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just it makes it even worse.
You really did fly through that roadblock, by the way. I was astonished.
I think it was just the fact that, I mean, Allie and I both substitute teach and mm-hmm. you know you go down there and you have kids and I mean Nicole and Travis obviously have kids too but I was just kind of able to connect with the kids and able to kind of ask like hey is this right and they would be like all in unison no or yes and I mean an octave is obviously eight so you know there's going to be eight different notes and
sure.
I mean there was a diagram on there is a huge scale one on the stage in front of us and it just kind of clicked, and I don't know what it was. And, you know, after 10 minutes, I got it, and Allie and I were out of there.
And Nicole couldn't figure it out after, what, 45 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, I think she was in there for over an hour.
Wow. That's... yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the detour. I mean, we don't have to talk too much about it, I guess, but I just wanted to kind of touch on it because we saw you guys with your really first breakdown argument on last night's show. Was it just a culmination of the stress getting to you, or was it one specific thing that finally broke it for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that was really our one and only meltdown with each other this whole race, and it was a combination of things. We had the lead, and we were so excited in the beginning of the leg, and then we were really bummed that we were having issues, and it was hot. We were hungry, tired, and just we couldn't find a taxi. And taxis are just really frustrating because mm-hmm. I mean you have to rely on them to do our job as well, and they wouldn't let us put fruit in there, and so we had a lot of bad luck with that. But honestly, Ashley and I, 10 minutes after that meltdown, were frolicking through the zoo, like cheering for the elephant, like nothing had happened, and we were laughing about it later and sure. watching it back, like. That was the one part during the show where I was actually kind of laughing because, like, I mean, we don't fight. We really don't argue. We get along very well. And to watch that, it was just kind of comical. Like, oh, my goodness. We were so frustrated. So.
Let's talk about Leo. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
Oh, no, nothing.
I wanted to talk about Leo and Jamal. Because you guys had a close relationship with them, but it just didn't seem like they were helping you maybe as much as you were helping them. Am I reading that wrong from the show? And just talk about them in particular.
Leo and Jamal they're wonderful. They are literally, I mean, lifelong friends for us. We really got lucky at being able to have alliances with them and be able to actually become friends. And, you know, they really did help us. And, you know, Allie and I never traveled before, and they really kind of taught us the ways to get through customs quickly and, mm-hmm. you know, how to look for flights and, you know, how to really kind of be aggressive and make sure that when we get on a flight, always ask to get sat in the front. And, I mean, they offered us their scarves to help with the fruit mm-hmm. and being able to transport that more quickly. And, I think, you know, we really kind of give and take with each other with that whole thing, and it wasn't kind of an alliance that Amy and Jay had with Travis and Nicole, where, I mean, Amy, like, legitimately stopped and helped Nicole. And
We would never have asked that.
We wouldn't have begged for them to help us because, I mean, at the end of the day, Leo and Jamal knew that we were smart girls, and that if they just kind of gave us that little push and just been like, you know, like, they handed us their scarf and was just like, hey, this is what you need to do, put it up in this and tie it together. And it was like, that's all that they did, and Allie and I had it.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a really great and wonderful relationship that we had with them.
So it was a lot of little things they were helping you with, maybe behind the scenes that we didn't maybe get to see on TV.
A very equal alliance. Like, we definitely helped them because they weren't the best at reading their clues. Mm-hmm. and, you know, when we made the alliance to begin with, we weren't wanting a team to babysit us or, you know, hold our hand through everything. That's not what we were looking for. We were honestly, we just became such good friends with them. And I think, if anything, having them there and just being able to laugh on our downtime kept us strong mentally because we weren't, like, when it became game time, we were ready. We were happy and just kind of helped with the stress having them there.
Well, you guys really did amazing. Fifth place. You guys had a lot of tough competition in the show, and really congratulations on fifth place.
Thank you. That's what we aimed for the whole entire time going on the show. Allie and I just were like, okay, we just need to make top five, and then we'll make a new goal when we get to top five. And
sure.
It's just insane to think that we beat out the football players and we beat out the Beards and Oklahoma. And I mean, we beat out really strong, super strong male teams. And Yeah. Well, going into it, I mean, I think we were definitely the underdogs. We are, you know, the youngest team and the least traveled. So that's not necessarily the best combination on the race. But I feel like we worked well as a team. So then we made it happen.
Well, you guys did a great job. Congratulations. And really, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with me today. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, you guys.